you know, to define what the real strategy should be. I want to welcome everyone to the special town council meeting, and before I turn it over to Eric and get started, I want to thank each and every council person that is here. This is a special council meeting, and it does take extra, we all have lives and jobs, and it takes time away to get these important decisions made. I really do thank each and every one of you, as well as each and every citizen that is here, because we also understand how hard it is for you to come to a meeting in the middle of the day. So with nothing else, I'll open it up to you, Eric.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, members of council. Good afternoon. I figured I'd go ahead and spend just a moment reviewing the timeline and also the proposed language, of which I made some minor changes that I'll be happy to explain. And also, Mr. Potts is going to take just a couple moments and review the financial impact. Some of these questions have come up about how much would it mean to the average priced home in Mount Pleasant, things like that. But first of all, I had passed this on and reviewed this last week at our council meeting, and this is the timeline for this referendum, if you choose to move in this direction. November 3rd being Election Day, and then the clock sort of goes backwards from here. The 60-day deadline to notify the public of the ballot question is September 5th. The 90-day deadline to get the ballot questions to Charleston County for review is August the 5th. And here we are right in the middle, July 21st, at a special council meeting. So approving the proposal today gives us enough time to finalize the language, get it prepared, and send on to the appropriate entity for review. So that is the timeline. And the next slide, Martine, would be the proposed language. And move it up just a little for me. Thank you. And this is the language that it reflects two things. One is two words have been changed because I realized they weren't very clear. You'll see them here under numbers one and two. The version I read to you last week mentioned to include ball fields and trails. Same thing with number two. And I think for those who had reviewed it, they believe that meant strictly, say, baseball diamonds and nothing else. So it seems clearer to change or to remove the word ball or replace it with athletic. So that's the change you see here in red, to read athletic fields in both numbers one and two. Down towards the bottom, a little bit further, Martine. Actually, I think it encompasses it all. Five and six, a little bit further, there you go. Five and six reflect discussion at last Tuesday's council meeting. Discussion of a senior center and discussion of a visual and performing arts center. Language leading it is a little different. It's construction or lease of building space. It's the term lease of building space that's most important to consider, because it's quite possible in both these situations, if this was your desire to move in this direction, that it may be of most benefit to lease space instead of build brand new. So that's what we have so far. If you'll indulge us for another few minutes, Charlie, will you come up and review the financial impact?
Yes, sir. Okay, the property tax impact of this referendum, if it were to be successful, is laid out by property type in this graph or in this slide in front of you. You can see the most significant one, owner-occupied residential property, valued at $400,000, 4% assessment ratio. You go all the way across to the right, and the 5 mil increase would impact that by about $80. Other residential property, like 6% rentals, second homes, those sorts of things, a little more impact because of the 6% assessment ratio. The increase on the 5 mils would be about $120. Motor vehicles, we just assumed a vehicle that was worth $25,000, 6% ratio. So for the renters in the community, at least with a car or a boat or whatever, the impact on a $25,000 motor vehicle is about $7.50. And other personal property, watercraft, aircraft, that sort of thing, is at a 10.5%, and we assumed a $20,000 boat, and all the way across the 5 mil increase is at $10.50. So these are the impacts by property type. A lot of your commercial property is also in a 6% bracket. Some of the commercial property is offered values not by the county but by the Department of Revenue, and that gets pretty complicated. These are the basic property types. So that was individual. The aggregate, what can you expect if this comes to pass? 1 mil of taxes right now, the net millage brings about $500,000 into the town. And of course the 5 mils is at 2.521. Now what we're doing is assuming that it wouldn't be a pay-go scenario, that we'd be going to the bond market and trying to bond this revenue stream out. So underneath that, what you see is us backing into the loan amount that we could borrow. The town usually tries to borrow at 15 years, but for instance, a sunset provision at 10 years, you can see that the loan amount would be about $20,500 with annual payments that just fit into what the aggregate amount of the 5 mils brings. So if you were to go to the bond market, we're making some assumptions here. A 4% interest rate is probably a little bit high, but if we go to the market 2 years out from now, we want to be sure that the estimate holds up going forward. So in a nutshell, that's it. It looks like a 10-year borrowing would net about $20 million toward projects, and the individual impacts were on the first screen.
Just a question for Mr. Pop before he steps down.
Yes, absolutely.
Charlie, on our most recent bond issue, what was our interest rate on our GO bond?
About 2.6%.
Okay.
And it was, I believe, a $25 million issue.
And how much bonding capacity does the town have left?
A little over $12 million, but the referendum, if it passes, that would not trigger the 8% constitutional cap on debt.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Great questions. Thank you. You have a question for Charlie's?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask Charlie, is it possible we can get a copy of this? Email to us?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Cox? Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions for Mr. Moore?
Eric, could you go back to the timeline? You were pretty clear, but maybe we can take it a little bit more when you're talking about obviously where we are today versus, today's the 21st, the second reading. And then you see that August 5th, 90-day deadline for questions. Questions from who for who?
Okay, that's a good question. We've got to deliver this information to Charleston County Election Commission. It's when they have the opportunity to review it and make sure it's proper, it's fitting, and the question's not trying to lead the voter or something like that. So that's a deadline imposed upon us by another entity. It's not a some type of public input date or something like that. We have to provide this information to the Election Commission.
So is there a possibility that this goes through its due process, that maybe what the final vote, some things could be changed in the language?
I can't imagine things that are substantive would be changed.
Very good.
What I can imagine is that the commission may say you need to change, shall to may and things like that.
Thank you. You went to the point where I wanted you to go.
Thank you. Mr. Santos, question?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve second reading of the proposed referendum language as presented by staff today.
To include the additional items?
Yes, sir.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. I have a motion and a second for the referendum language as proposed, with the changes and the addition of the last meeting items that we discussed. Mr. Carrier?
I just have a point of clarification that I'd like to see in the referendum, and that would be the order. the number one item on there, I would not like to see it as number one. Now, where we place it is up to council, of course, or the voice of everybody, but, you know, that's so far down the road. Carolina Park and Waterfront Park are so important to us to get finished, that and of course, the acquisition of open space. But as far as the rifle range property, myself, I feel like we're probably two councils removed from that. And I'd like to see us not make that a priority item, because it's going to require too much detail to answer that number one. In other words, we're not prepared right now to answer number one, because we're involved with the county in it, and there's not enough specifics for that. All the other items, we're raring to go. I mean, we have plans already in the works and in design phase, but number one to me should not be number one.
I certainly agree with you in just the fact that we are also working on first design of that and haven't seen it yet. Yes, sir. Mr. Nichols had his hand up first.
Thank you. Madam Mayor and Council McCurry and others, I think it's important to note, although for our purposes, I don't think that items 1 through 6, as it's presented on the screen and is before us on the motion, are in a prioritized order. I don't think they are. However, I think it could be well appreciated by someone who may not know that it is in a prioritized order and reflects a prioritized order. So I don't know if it's worthwhile, and I have no objection whatsoever to moving the one that's listed number one down to a different number on the sheet. But should there be some language, just briefly, which would indicate to, let's say, a voter who might be encounter this for the first time as they're casting their ballot, that this is in no particular order, or it's not a prioritization schedule. It is simply, it almost like you could replace them with bullet points. So I'd be open to whether we think corporately that's a good idea to make sure that we put out there there is no prioritization within there. And then, to the extent if there is, that I have no disagreement with the councilman about where he would, you know, suggest to move the athletic fields at Rifle Range Road. I personally disagree that it's for a couple of councils down the road, but I don't want to get caught up into some sort of and I anticipate, by the way, I believe that the town, the folks in Mount Pleasant, I think they're going to support this, and the feedback that I've had has been overwhelmingly supportive. But I don't want to lead anyone astray that there is some sort of inherent order in this deal. So if there is if we need to state that, let's so state it, and if we need to just move some items up or down to satisfy what's that, let's do that. But this is a nice document. The other part is, I'm just wondering out loud whether numbers 5 and 6 should be separate items, which I believe some people probably want them separate, or whether there could be some sort of a combination. It occurs to me that you could have a senior center that includes other type of spaces within it as well. But those are just some early thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Garch.
Thank you. To echo some of the comments, Mr. Nichols, it's always been of my view from since we first began to consider this as the third big section of our growth management plan, our framework, and as we began to formulate this language, that again, there's no particular order, there's no particular group, there's no particular section of town, and on 7. It is completely town-wide. It simply dovetails into what we've been doing for the past 20 years, as we have been proactive in recognizing and how we've grown and how we've reached to the national forest, that now we've reached our limits and our boundaries. But again, though, having known that and known that if you're up at 40,000 feet, you're looking at all these things that everybody's very familiar with they are, and it's pretty specific. Obviously, except for 4 for all of our duties. Mr. Carrier, I'm completely happy if we took 1, 2, 3, and 4 and made them and just completely flip-flopped it. And number four would be one, number three would be two, and number two would be three, and number one would be four. Because it's that important that I would not want any of us to, and I know that you would be concerned about the wrong message. I get that. But I wouldn't want any of us to come away not having some real darn good feelings about all of this. So when you get asked by the public, you know, the eyebrows are up, faces up, saying, this is an opportunity for you, John Q. Public, for you, the citizen. You've been talking to me, us, for years, saying, I'll pay for that. What can I do to pay for more for this? Just like we, you know, not to mix things up, like we did with recreation recently, when we focused on swimming and tennis and Mother's Morning Out, people are coming to us, and I'll pay more. So, again, in looking at this wonderful big picture scheme of things, well, that would be the case. And I would also go back to the language, maybe in the first sentence, Eric, if we could find a key word or two that says something about there, no particular order.
Thank you, Mr. Garson. And I see your hands down there. I guess the question for me there that would be, one, we're trying to be all in the helicopter. You know, we are all trying to have a very wide view of recreation and what recreation amenities mean. Whether that's I like to do Tai Chi at the waterfront park, or whether I have a competitive player on a young baseball team, or whether I want to go to a cultural visual performing arts center and learn a craft that might include weaving or pastel drawing or experiencing the sweetgrass culture. So, Eric, is there a reason it's numbers and not bullets?
There's no reason. We could replace the numbers with bullets. We could also list them alphabetically instead of numerically. It's whatever you'd like to do. We can easily replace it.
I certainly would take the lead to do away with numbers. We all view things differently. I would also encourage us to maybe take a few comments from the arts community that I know are here, just to make sure, and I do have council members that want to speak first, you know, a broad view is a good view, but are we encompassing enough when it comes to the visual performing arts center? I've had a lot of people ask if the word culture should be there. Does it make much difference? I'm not sure. But I'll continue to talk with my council members, and Mr. Glasson was next, and then we'll ask if the arts community would like to speak, or any citizen, for that matter. Ken?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Eric, just clarification on the slide that Charlie had up there on, and would it be prudent to place in the language for clarification, as Mr. Nichols indicated, someone's going to walk into a booth and may or may not be well read on this subject and see that. The first question I would think they would have is, how does this directly impact me? You know, whether I do or don't have a boat, but I know I own a home, and if you're using the sample of 400,000, what does that mean to them? That $80 figure, it would strike them, okay, am I willing to put $80 a year up? I think it was a year, is that correct, per household? That would place me in a position of making it much easier. Is that something that is normally put in the language? And if not, for clarification.
I don't recall seeing that language in a ballot question. But if it's council's desire, we can add.
And I don't know. I'll just lay that out there.
Can't hear you, Mr. Glass. And I know Mr. Glass is not feeling well today, but thank you again for coming. So if you could just make sure the council
what you had mentioned, Mr. Nichols, I think hit a good point in that. If someone's walking into a ballot, they may have heard or read or be less or more educated on the subject of this referendum. We want to be able to have them go in and give a one shot that what is the impact of that individual. So if I'm walking in as a homeowner and I look down and I say, well, they want a referendum to raise 5 mils, the first question that pops into my mind is, what does that mean to me? And if I don't have the background, I still want them to make an educated decision. So my point, would it be prudent to place on the ballot itself and have an explanation? If you vote yes and you own a $400,000 house, it will be an $80 annual increase to your taxes. So they know exactly how that impacts. And these are the projects that it will go for. And I agree with Mr. Carrier in no particular order. They're all as important. perhaps down the road, as this comes to fruition, and it is approved, then just as we did with the TIF funds and prioritization of projects, I'm sure we'll get together and do that as well, and list it out for the public.
Thank you for your thoughts, Mr. Glasson. I have to say, I disagree. I know we all have voted and have read many referendums, and I believe it's up to the individual voter to understand the referendum and the language of the referendum. I wouldn't want to muddy it up because it isn't. I mean, honestly, to me, individually, the impact of my taxes, my property taxes, would probably be closer to $1,000. But unfortunately, I own a couple that are 6%, one that's 4%, and some other vehicles. So my house isn't worth $400,000, but my tax impact is probably closer to $1,000. So I really wouldn't want anyone to have that misunderstanding. I want the citizens to understand what the impact is, but that's the beauty of a referendum. This is citizen-driven. They learn, and they study, and they read, and if they want to pay more for recreation, so be it. The town will spend more on recreation. If, on the other hand, the citizenship of this community says, you know, we don't want to support this, then our vision is clear. We have dollars available, and we'll continue to do the great job we do in recreation. So I would somewhat disagree with you. I believe I saw Mr. Santos first, and I see...
Well, if I could, Madam Mayor, real quick, I'm sorry, Gary. Just, is there a sun... There's no sunset clause on this?
We took the sunset out. Okay. The problem with sunsetting, and I was asked about sunsetting, sunsetting is a wonderful idea. I've been here when sales tax was going to be sunsetted, and I haven't seen the sunset yet. I think if we build ball fields, they have to be operated. So there's no end to the needs of recreation. So certainly we could bond for 15 years. We could put a sunset if that's the direction of this council. But so if you bond for 15 years, and that's the 20 million, 25 million, Charlie, that's $28 million. So if you have a $28 million increase in facilities, most of it geared toward facilities, what tax increase is going to pay for the continued operational costs? That's my challenge. Yes, sir, Mr. Santos.
Madam Mayor, I was just going to agree that I think we need to get rid of the numbers and let's do the bullet points. I think they're all very important. Rifle Range Road is certainly very important as well, but I think we ought to just get rid of them and have the bullet points on there. Because future council may change. I mean, citizens may change their minds as we go a couple years down the line and decide something else is more important. So, you know, what we do right here could very well be changed. So I agree. Let's just get rid of the numbers and do the bullet points.
Thank you. I have some other council members holding the chair for Tim.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Some of the comments that I've heard I'm in agreement with, and some I am not, okay? I think the idea of removing the numbers and replacing it with the bullet points is good because it does not give the appearance of prioritizing one of these entities over the other. The other thing is, in reference to Mr. Glasson's comments about the possibility of providing information to our citizens, who will be the ones voting on this in terms of what the bottom line, in terms of the cost, if this referendum passed, will be to the individual homeowners, all right? We may understand that, okay, because we deal with that all the time. If we want to believe that the average citizens out here understand the whole ramification and concept of the millage and how it affects the bottom line in terms of what the increase will be to them, then I think we're fooling ourselves. And if there could be some indication, just a small indication, in terms of if we did a 5 mil increase, if a homeowner owning a home of $400,000, what approximately that cost will be as a result of this millage.
Thank you. Mr. Carey, you have a comment. I see on this side that you'll have comments as well.
Just to follow up, my comments were strictly for us. We're going to have to sell this thing. We're going to have to promote it. We're going to have to speak to groups about it in the next 4 months. And we're going to have to be able to defend it. And that's my concern. I don't want to defend something that I have to go in there and say, well, it's down the road, but it's coming. People are going to look at this referendum, and they're going to look at the bullet points, and they're going to say, I like that, I like that, I don't like that. I don't like that going to overwhelm several great things in here. So my point is for us, we're the ones who are going to have to sell it. And in selling it, we're going to have to really know our facts. And I can't defend Rifle Range Road right now. I just can't. I mean, it's too vague out there. It's great that we have the property. The property is ours for eternity. But I don't think we're prepared to defend, you know, what's going to happen on that property. Because we've heard, just among ourselves, we've talked about, you know, we're going to have swimming pools and auditoriums. We're going to have a football stadium. You know, we're not going to, you know, there is so much out there that we can't defend. And I prefer selling something versus defending something. So that's my point on moving it off of the top list. I think it should be there. I'm not saying it shouldn't be there, but it shouldn't be number one. And people are going to look at it. They're going to look at the referendum and say, bingo, man, what's that all about? And if I have to defend it, I'm in trouble.
Well, we certainly could bullet and alphabetize, so it takes any sort of priority out. It makes some logic. It's bulleted. It's broad. It's alphabetized for a reason. I have some other council members, unfortunately. Sorry, I'll go right back to the mayor for Tim. Mr. Nichols?
Yeah, thank you. And so, and Mary, you just hit on it. If we kept 1 through 6 up there, if we kept the numbering system in place, I would agree that that might, without more, cause someone to believe that that's a priority. So the idea of using a bullet, if that's allowed, you know, who knows what, we're going to do whatever the next level of government says we can do, then a bullet makes sense. But then secondly, and I think you also just hit on it, even if it's in a bullet format and it's not numbered, folks might also think that because something came first, that that was the priority. So I actually didn't disagree at all with Councilman Garich's suggestion that we just reorder the paragraphs. I'm not sure about alphabet, because for one thing, the word construction starts 3 times, and so you go, well, but you know, all that. Why not just make 4, exactly what he said, invert 4, 3, 2, 1, or put it, if you need to, I mean, if it gets down to it, it's that crazy, put them in the thing and draw it out and go, oh, look, you got listed first because we drew you out of a hat. But I would ask as a friendly amendment, if we could do it, to the motion that was made by Gary, that we do substitute bullet points in lieu of numbers, and just to keep the discussion rolling, that we invert numbers 4 through 1, and that we keep 5 and 6 as separate items. And I think that's a doable thing, and I would ask that this be, that's in the form of a friendly amendment to your motion. Note that I did not include the example of what it means, you know, to the average $400,000 home and all that. I'm just recalling, library didn't do that. I don't believe school district do that. I think most people will have I'm sure our media friends will do that for us, and social media friends will do that for us. And so that's in the form of a friendly amendment. Hopefully somebody will be
second.
Okay, so for a point of order, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Now we have amendment and a second. We have to vote on the amendment?
We'll vote on the amendment first.
Okay. So to move discussion along, we need to vote on that amendment. So everyone understand the motion, the amended motion? So we're not voting on the first motion. We're just voting on the amendment.
Just for clarity, we are talking about 6 points here. When we are talking about...
Yeah, but the motion was just to...
I understand.
Okay, the first 4.
When everything is said and done, we're still talking about all 6 items being included in the referendum.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
For clarification, 4 would become 1, 3 would become 2.
Right.
2, okay. So
we're exactly keeping the numbers. But there would be no numbers.
Just buttons. Right.
Just
okay.
Bullets.
Yes, you got it exactly.
Well, another question? More clarification?
No. Because when you recognize Chris, he just commented and expressed exactly what I was about to say. So I'm in agreement with that.
Great, Maya. Okay.
All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have the amendment. Now, Mr. Smith had his hand up for comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. A couple things. One, I want to be very clear that I recognize and I want to support this item going on to the referendum for our community to make this decision moving forward. I would be remiss if I didn't say it is unfortunate that we found ourselves in such a time constraint that we have to have this special meeting in order to do that. But we all understand why we are where we are in order to make that referendum timeline happen. It's unfortunate. Couple questions. One, Eric or Charlie or Ken, can any of you tell me, are there any existing current RFPs or budgets for any of those six items currently?
Sure, there are. Not for five and six, but where we are on number one, let me start with number four. Nothing for that now. No
four,
budget. No.
Four is no?
Yes, for the acquisition of open space.
Okay.
For Memorial Waterfront Park, our budget is $2 million, and we've already spent some for design. I forget how much, a couple hundred thousand probably. So it has roughly a $1.8 million construction budget still left, and they're finishing it.
Sir? $1.8
million construction budget still remaining.
Needed.
And did you say needed?
No, it's not needed.
No, not needed.
That's
budget. No, no, okay. $2 million was what council has already appropriated. A couple hundred thousand of it has been spent through the conceptual design phase, leaving roughly $1.8 million leftover budgeted money. Could be spent on what council will determine when the conceptual plan comes to you in a month or two. All right? Let's see here.
Mr. DeMore, just to, so we don't, as we go along here. So what, correct me if I'm wrong, what I heard you say is that there is currently $1.8 million
yes.
of funded available money for phase two for Waterfront Memorial Park, which is item number three.
Correct.
That does not require additional funding.
Well, that's all the money we have. Council may wish it to have more funding.
Right.
And that will be determined when council reviews a conceptual plan in 4 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Jumping right to number one, I'll go back to number two in a second. Number one is the Rifle Range Road property. We are almost ready to award a contract for conceptual planning. We interviewed the three finalists yesterday in conjunction with Charleston County PRC. The budget we have for that is $200,000. That is it. There is no construction money for that project that Mr. Potts is leading up for us. It's just the money to do conceptual planning. So once the conceptual planning is done, there's not even if you like the conceptual plan, there's not even enough money to take it to full engineering and full design. So you have that nut to crack, and then, of course, the cost of any amenities that you want to build. So all of that is unfunded. Carolina Park Recreation Complex, do you remember how much? Sitting there now, we received the grant to help with the water and sewer.
So about $650,000.
Okay, and above the grant?
No, sir, including.
Including the grant. Okay, so there appears to be enough money, more or less, to run the water and sewer to Carolina Park, but nothing after that.
That's no additional fields, water and sewer, restroom facilities only.
Correct, sir. Yep. And so. I believe that answers your question. That's the most information we have today.
I can ask one question just in conjunction with that. Now, we also have applied or were awarded a grant for some water access at Waterfront Park?
We've applied for the grant, but that has not been awarded.
Okay. And we also, to a small degree, number four, have funded with the East Cooper Land Trust study of open trail. To the tune of how much, Catherine?
$17,500.
So $17,500 was budgeted during this budget year to help them with a study of a proposed, which I would consider open space, a proposed off-road trail.
So continuing my questions. So Madam Mayor and fellow council members, I'm just simply trying to wrap my heads around. So we don't know what it is we want to improve, how much we want to spend on most of these six items, because conceptually we don't even know what land we want to buy, what building we want to build, what we want to include in any of these projects. So we don't really have a dollar amount for each of these items for us to understand what we need to budget to in order to have the end result in for any of those items. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that has been that point has been expressed at the beginning of this process, knowing that our as you very well know, Councilman Smith, our process for any capital project always begins first with council saying yes, and then council will go ahead and put some money aside for some conceptual planning. That's when council weighs in to decide what elements to include or not include. Then you take it to a full or completed design with cost estimates, and then you have the numbers that you're asking for. And at that point, you either already have the money in place or you move the money in place to be able to achieve that end. With just about all of these projects, we are still early on in that conceptual phase portion of this. You know, Carolina Park has a conceptual plan that's just about done, but full engineering has not happened. Full engineering has not happened at the Waterfront Park, and not even the conceptual planning has happened at Rifle Range Road.
Correct. It's important for that to be stated first before I go to my next point and questions I want to make rather than a point. To Councilman Carrier's point, we, the elected body, are going to have to answer these questions and defend this at the end. So if we don't have a budget amount per item, this would lean towards my strong feeling that we would have a responsibility to include that sunset clause, Madam Mayor, so that we know that there's some end in sight, so that we're basically living within our means, and if there's an end in sight for any of these projects. I understand completely, and it's a great fear that I have about the increased operational cost for any facility or any improvement that we make. I get that, which is part of the driving decision. So there's no question that if we have an unending timeline that we're going to create this stream of income coming in, that this council, future councils, or anybody would have any trouble finding ways to spend money. That there's no question in my mind of that. So I think we need to, just as we do in our own homes and our own businesses, we have a budget that we create and we live within that budget. And I understand that we could do that through the numbers that Charlie articulated earlier. So the question would be relatively simple and easy. In my mind, do we want to maximize this for $28 million being a 15-year sunset clause, or do we want to back that down to a $20 million total budget and have it sunset in 10 years? And then, as Councilman Santos said, future residents can then decide, based on future time, wants and needs and desires and the times of the economy, can they decide what's most important for them and how they want to spend their money at that time for projects and operational costs, as opposed to not having any. So having said all of that, I would ask the council to consider including that sunset clause, either 10 or 15 years, and we have the numbers that Charlie very eloquently and clearly told us what that would include for a total budget. Do we want this to include a $28 million or a $20 million total referendum in our ask? Or do we just expect our taxpayers to continually pay a tax increase of $5 million?
I certainly appreciate your point of view, Mark. You know, we've talked a lot about conservatism and growing government and what all that means, and sitting in this chair, what that means. I guess I would just take it a step further and ask Mr. Potts a question. We've talked about this a bit, Charlie, so I hate to put you on the spot. Could you give us a broad number that would represent the part of our budget or the amount out of our budget now that goes to operational cost for recreation?
That's a good question. I want to say about $7 million is the total budget for recreation. I'm not sure how much of that is operational when you add in the public services part of it as well. But somewhere between about 7 and 9 million, I believe.
And I know that we just heard a wonderful report from our public services department, and Jody identified a portion of the public services that goes towards the recreation. It was a little less than $2 million.
I'm not sure what the dollar amount was, but I believe it was as a percent of his budget, it was about 25%.
So 25% of public services budget at the current level of recreation within the town is now going and then, of course, whatever portion of the $7 million of the total rec budget. And the only reason I bring these points, and the only reason I ask this question, if you have support of your sunset, it's fine with me if the majority votes that way. The issue I have is, then that bond amount of $28 million, if it's 15 years, or $20 million if it's 10 years, has got to take into account the operational costs forever and ever and ever, and our citizens and future councils need to understand what that means if this source of funding would go away, what that impact would be. So I just want to make myself clear on my concerns.
Sure, and I, just along that note, Mayor, if I may, I agree 100%. So then we would, from a fiduciary responsibility, I would think, back out at least that 25% from the total, 28 million or 20 million, so that we are spending and living within our means and budgeting and taking our fiduciary responsibility. And the last point I'll make is that each of us are going to have to respond to constituents that go into the booth that support this referendum. And we all know, with if it's four items, six items, prioritized, non-prioritized, numbered, or bullet-pointed, they're going in there to vote on what it is they're passionate and want to support. And it probably is not going to be all six bullets. And if their project is not the first project to be funded and prioritized, we know what we're dealing with there. So we're creating, by not having a numbers or prioritizing it and making this vague and aloof, we are doing not only ourselves, but our constituents a disservice, because whose project goes first?
I do see that you could certainly create a grab bag for recreation. I certainly do. Other comments from council?
I just respond. I appreciate Mark's comment. Just like I said earlier, though, truth, people will walk in and they'll read all the items, and, you know, I like four out of six. But again, just like the language up top, it's for every citizen of this town, and it's town law. In other words, we're all in this together. So while you're passionate about something, and you're going to support it, just like the nine of us in the wonderful world of art of compromise, they say it's true politics, and I'm no good at being a politician. I enjoy being a public servant. But everybody's in this together. I don't see it as, like I said earlier, singling out a certain group, special interest group, what have you, and I don't see it as being aloof. I understand and I appreciate Mark's comments about the sunset clause. This, again, this millage increase being discussed for the residents. And like I said earlier, you got to be able to walk out of here. I mean, if you don't support it, if you walk out of here, you got to be able to address and handle any questions you're comfortable about. If not, you know, we'll have to keep working to get there, or don't support it. That's what it comes down to.
Thank you, Mr. Garch. Now, we've heard a lot of comment from the council, and I know we didn't have a formal sign-in sheet, but it is a council meeting, and it is in the middle of the day, and I appreciate everyone coming. I'd like to open it up for the audience. If you would like to have 2 minutes to speak, I'd ask that you be briefer than 2 minutes just for the sake of time, but if you can, certainly come and stand and address the podium at this time if you'd like. Yes, ma'am. And it, just keep it to our standard. If you would state your name and address for the record, and we'll give you your 2 minutes.
Marie Louise Moretto, 1133 Liberty Court. I really want to congratulate the council on adding the number six for a visual and performing arts. I would make two suggestions. First of all, under five, to take off the end, so these are all standalone items. And the question that arose about who is included in the visual and performing arts, I would suggest that instead of a visual and performing arts center, it's say a community arts center, because we want to include the performing arts, the visual arts, the literary arts, the craftspeople, the musicians, etc. The other suggestion I have is location. I think it's going to be important for people to know approximately where this would be located. And my suggestion is that there be wording that suggests this be on the north end of Mount Pleasant near 41 Corridor, because that way You're going to get the people not only from Mount Pleasant, you'll get Daniels Island, you'll get Berkeley County people, you'll get people from as far as Georgetown to come to this Performing Arts Center. The other thing is, when you're talking about budget, I put together a committee that is really advocating for this, and we approximated to have an art center that included a theater for performing arts, that included studio space and classroom space, included a gift shop and an art gallery, that we were talking somewhere in the vicinity of maybe approximately $5 million. Now, it could be more, it could be less. The other thing I want to say is about construction and lease of a building. Problem with lease, the phrase lease of a building, we saw that happen with the Village Playhouse. The beach company wouldn't renew their lease. We lost that company. The Crab Hot Players now has less than 3 years left on their lease, and that could go the same way.
Thank you, Mary Louise. I appreciate it. Bradley?
My name is Rodley Millett. I live at 1296 Wisteria Wall Drive. I want to thank Madam Mayor and council members for the opportunity to speak on behalf of 5 and 6. I was very pleased to hear that you all agreed to add those two points to the referendum. And also, I would ask that when you speak of it, and I've heard some of it today, and maybe it's because it's still sort of brand new, I feel as 5 and 6 are being treated as add-ons and not a true part of referenda. So if you're talking to your constituents, you know, just as a reminder that, you know, we want all six of these things to happen. As far as priorities go, I think the numbering from a psychological point of view, people can construe that, you know, these are listed in priority fashion, so I think the bullet statements work better than the numbers. And a language at the top in that first paragraph, you can say that, you know, it includes all the following in no particular order, you know, if you're looking for some type of language to include in that so that people understand exactly what you're talking about. But finally, the thing that bothers me the most, I think, about this is how we're rushing into this whole referendum issue. You know, it was raised by one council member. I think there's a need, but how does that all fit into the growth plan, the growth management plan? How will that fit in with the information that you're going to get from the ULI assessment that's coming next month, you know, as far as priorities? And how often can we go to the well asking for money to continue to plan the growth of Mount Pleasant? So I think that we need a vision, and then we need to follow that vision. And I don't think we've established that vision very well yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodley. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this issue today? Yes, ma'am. We've
been talking about this for a long time. Excuse me.
I'm Ann Marie McKay, and I live at 1165 Manor Lane in Walkendall. And I am so thankful that you have given this Art Center recognition. I think a lot of these things can be worked out. I'm happy with the language, and I think that we in the arts community will definitely work hard to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? I'm going to open again one more time to my council before we call for the vote. Mr. Senator?
Madam Mayor, I was just going to address the issue with them, and I know you guys are tired of hearing me say this, but when I keep hearing about the expenses that public service is putting toward recreation, I keep wanting to bring up above the turf fields. If you want to eliminate a lot of the expense from the public services department, I think we need to do some turf fields, so that way Jody will not have to have his guys cut the fields, water the fields, fertilize the fields and things like that, and he can use them for other things. So I just wanted to bring that up because I keep hearing about the expenses of public services as they relate to recreation, and I think there's a way that we can cut those expenses if we invest in turf fields. So,
Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I appreciate your comments, Ms. Santos. And of course, you know we disagree on that. Mm-hmm. The biggest disagreement and the really concern I have with the turf fields is they're closed most of the time unless they're actually in play. I love living next to a ball field. It's used as a dog park. It's used as a frisbee park. It's used as a kickball park. So, you know, that field's in play all the time. So, you know, my challenge would be not only the cost of the turf field and initial installation, but, you know, the use and how it's used. But we're not talking about that at this moment today.
No, Madam Mayor, and just to quote further continued discussions about something we had brought up to the committee and actually went through the numbers, and the numbers didn't equal on the maintenance side. They were almost equal. So for the three or four times the cost per field, and it did not equal out in the maintenance side, it still tasked my public services with, from a financial standpoint, almost the same as grass fields. So for the play, it just didn't work out. So that was discussion. That was decided at that. So just kind of put an end to that. It's not why we're here, but because it continues to come up. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I think he's wrong, then. I'm sorry.
Well, we actually have had this discussion. Yeah. We'll stay on task today. We have voted that down. Yes, sir. Mr. Carrick.
Just a final comment from me. You know, Eric kind of touched on it greatly that, you know, we were at a big disadvantage as a council. The one thing we haven't talked about is acquiring other lands for recreational purposes for the future. And we amongst us have identified some lands that are out there. But if we don't have the capability of purchasing those lands, then we'll never acquire them. They'll be gone by developer A, B, or C long before we ever get a chance. So I don't think this council is going to spend this bond money frivolously. I think we will hold on to it with dear life for the right things to come along. So I can defend that. I can defend the part that, hey, we're going to acquire some future lands. Yes, we are. But it's going to be when we can react to it quickly and get it at a good price and hold on to it like we did the 250 acres in Rifle Range Road. That was people don't understand what a big deal that is. I mean, that property is ours and the county's forever and a day. It cannot be taken from us. And it's right in the heart of Mount Pleasant. So if it wasn't us buying it, it had been about 4,000 houses sitting there. So it's something we need to do with this referendum. I'm totally for the referendum, but the public's going to have to realize they're going to have to give us a little leeway on how we exercise the money. And I can guarantee you right now, I'll defend it to the day, any dollar that we spend, and I'm sure my fellow councilmen will too. So, you know, we're going to be right with this, but it's going to be a team effort. But we need the ability to be able to spend that money when it's necessary.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carey. I appreciate that. Mr. Garch pointed out we were in Hilton Head for the Municipal Association, and he pointed our direction to look at the roadsides and to see what lands were preserved in Hilton Head, not as parks, not to be developed, not as ball fields, and not as community centers, but just land to sit open till some future generation decided what to do with it. And that's awesome, and I really appreciate that. I saw you first, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a point of clarification, just so all credit gets where it's due. I do believe Mr. Nichols took that picture and sent it to all of us on council that you just did to Councilman Garwitz. With all due respect, they both and all of us are philosophically minded of that, but that was, I do believe, Mr. Nichols that sent us that picture. So thank you for that.
I think I got the email before I saw the picture. That gotcha. For clarification.
Yeah. Irregardless, I saw some others getting ruffled in that. Moving on to the bigger discussion, if 25% of our costs are going towards operation, and looking at Charlie's numbers earlier, you know, again, I think council members and Madam Mayor, we need to be thinking about netting that out of that number. So to Councilman Carrier's point that I agree wholeheartedly, do we want to have $15 million or $21 million, which would be the results of the gross number that would be bonded up with the amount of available bond money to have over the 10-year or 15-year would be the question. And I would love to make a motion, but I'd like to hear some discussion because I'm open. I would be more inclined to the 10-year sunset clause as opposed to the 15-year. That gives us $15 million of available net money for both land acquisition and the non-prioritized bullet point list that we have here that includes six items.
The challenge I have again, Mr. Smith, is...
And again, that's just in the form of a motion, Madam Mayor, that it be a 10-year sunset clause included in an amendment.
Okay. Is there a second to that amended motion? Your amendment fails.
So noted. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, sir. Mr.
Madam Mayor, we've had a lot of really good conversation, and I think Mr. Carrier's points were really spot on, and I appreciate the vision, and I think we'd love the community and go, we want to build this art center, we want to do five ball fields here, we want to acquire this property. And the point of it is, we sit here today looking 10, 15 years out, some of that's just not feasible, and council is going to need the ability to react. And as far as how the funds are appropriated, depends on how they're built. If you build a senior center that's bigger than the one that we have, the cost to operate that is going to be exponentially more than the cost of, say, four ball fields. So, you know, we're binding ourselves here today, and I like the fact, as Mr. Carrier said, the vision to be broad. And who knows, PRC may come forward tomorrow with money to help us do something at Rifle Range Road that doesn't exist today. They may get an extension of their sales tax. There may be more funding there for us to do more as it relates to green space that we don't currently know today. I mean, lacrosse wasn't on the radar for Mount Pleasant 5 years ago when we planned out these fields, and now it's huge, and now we need more ball fields, and it's, you know, I'm sorry, athletic fields. But, I think they're going to be, as folks go into the polls and they decide whether or not they want to vote for this or not, that'll be their discretion and their vision of this. You know, each council member's vision of how this money is going to be used could potentially be different, and each citizen's view of how this money is going to be used could potentially be different. It's no different than the libraries. It's no different than the school district. Everybody thinks their schools should be first, and everybody thinks that the need is greater here than it is there. You know, I think Mr. Carrier's points were spot on. Tomorrow we may have an opportunity to acquire property at a fantastic deal and no funding source in place to do so. This allows us to be reactionary to going out and doing that instead of having to wait, have meetings, identify a funding source. So I like the broad brushes of this. I like the high vision of this, and I like the ability for this council and future councils to react as needs change in the community. We don't know what our senior population will be. If the community ages, we may need less fields. We don't know that as we sit here today. So I just encourage us. I think what we got before us is fantastic. With the bullet points, non-prioritization to this, and the ability just to operate within the framework that's here, and the citizens of Mount Pleasant don't want this, they won't vote for it. And, you know, we'll be back to doing the best we can with the money that we're allocated. And, it won't be up to us, it'll be up to them.
Thank you, Mr. O'Neill. I certainly appreciate that. And we will do our duty as we're given it, I'm sure. Mr. Glasson,
I was just going to reiterate comments that Mr. O'Neill made, but also what Mr. Smith said, and we just need to present it as it is. It's a permanent tax increase, and it will go to these areas, and that's the sellability of what this council would have to do for the referendum.
Thank you. Before we call the vote, I would just ask, is the council, you have a comment as well, I just want to know if y'all are comfortable with the wording of the Visual and Performing Arts Center. Our arts community has asked that it maybe would be changed to Community Arts Center. I don't want to narrow it down too far. I don't want to make it too broad. So if the council has any thoughts or that, I'm fine either way. Mr. Gorch?
I was asking.
Okay.
I'll be happy to amend my motion.
So are you clear on the direction, Eric?
Several questions actually here.
It looks like we need a second to be amended.
I said,
he did.
I amend my second.
He amended his second. Thank you. We now have, you want to ask her before we call for the vote for clarification?
Please, if you don't mind, a couple quick things. One of them is, I'm not sure.
Eric, can you turn the mic up?
Absolutely. Sure. Can you hear me a little better? Yeah.
A little better.
Perhaps a clerk could help. I'm not sure we voted on your amendment, Mr. Nichols.
We did.
We did.
So that's done. Okay. Second thing is, there was some talk about the preservation of open space, just letting land be land. If that is the intent of this council, we probably need to change the language for number four. If the land is going to be acquired and potentially not used actively, preserved, then the use and enjoyment provision is probably not accurate, because the argument could be made by someone who supported the referendum that, heck,
we supported that acquisition of 50 acres, and council's decided just to maintain it as natural land. That's not fitting with the use and enjoyment of the citizens. You could replace it with of open space for the benefit of the public.
Or could we add preservation?
You have to say or preservation.
Or preservation.
You could.
I mean, what would you be comfortable with?
I'd be comfortable with of open space for the benefit of the public. And that way it gives you a broad, you could acquire it, keep it, nobody touches it, even though it's publicly owned. You could develop it,
use it. I believe
we're
getting a nod from the land trust that we're comfortable with that. And I, again, you know, applaud Hilton Head because they have just kept land. And if this is a successful referendum and there are funds, open space is part of recreation, in my opinion. So. Yes, and we would change the wording on that.
How would that read then?
So we would have
improvements to or acquisition of open space for the benefit of the public.
Okay. Let's make sure that we're not binding ourselves that if we do perhaps, that we can do something with it.
Right.
That benefit's pretty aloof.
Whatever benefit council determines.
Just putting it out there.
Yep.
We all heard it. We
digest it.
Mr. Santos.
Okay, I'll amend my motion again.
All right. And I'll amend my second to the adjustments of the language before.
Are there any, before we make a vote on the amendment, are there any other issues regarding that amendment?
I'd just like to review them all so everyone is clear and staff is clear as well. We are exchanging the numbers for bullets. We're reversing 4-1. We're removing the term use and enjoyment. We're removing the term use and enjoyment and replacing it with benefit. And obviously removing this section here. And we're still going with the use of the word athletic instead of ball.
And are we changing the visual performance to community?
Yes.
No. And
yes.
Okay.
For community arts.
And the word in number 5, we're taking the word and out of it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're separate.
Yes. Just let me make sure that Mr. DeMora has all those things.
Got it.
We're just taking the word and out. It just includes and number 6. Okay. We have another question from the council member.
Not a question, Madam Mayor. I kind of like this idea if it could happen. If we adjourned for 5 minutes, do we have the ability over here to retype it so we can come in and read it once?
Our team
versus trying to track what we just said, right?
Sure.
Here?
Yeah, I mean, we could have it done in 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, man. I think we all understand.
I think we all understand it. Our team's doing well. Is there anyone here that doesn't understand it? I mean, is there anyone in the public that doesn't understand it? Does the press not understand it?
Well, I guess I'll imagine it, but I can understand it. But it would be nice in 5 minutes to put it up there and see what we're voting on.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, right now we're voting on the amendment. We still haven't voted on putting the referendum forward.
Don't we have until
so.
August 5th if we have to reconvene?
Yes, we do have time elements. Lots of the time it's going to work. And we have a 2 o'clock business outreach meeting. So we're going to be voting on the amendment for wordage. I have a twice now amended motion and twice now amended second. All in favor of these amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And it's unanimous. Now, we still have to vote on the original issue. So we do have a motion. Mr. Santos was the original, made the motion to approve, and then we have a second from Mr. Nichols. And
second.
The original.
Oh, the original.
Okay, that's why I put it out there so we remember who did it. So any further discussion?
Yes, ma'am. So this is the vote on why we came here today.
Absolutely.
Great. I'm glad that Mr. Nichols took the time when he was in Hilton Head to see those pieces of property. I'm glad he took a picture and he shared it, as we discussed it in our last council meeting, if you were going to check that out. They recognized many things that they've done, and they've done a great job to correct some of the things. I'm also proud of all of us looked like it was a kind of a tough little time frame there, but when this framework came to us in April, it didn't fall out of the sky. It was all part of a formulation of all of our thoughts. All 9 of us were all thinking the same things. And fortunately for us, it all got put on a piece of paper. And we're still, by the way, as we know, working through the first big chunk. There's 3 phases of that framework. We're working through the first one, which will be coming to our plan committee. But this third one, which again, as I remind all of us, ties directly to not only the quality of our life, but but maintaining quality of our life, should I say, but improving the quality of our life. I heard a term from a citizen, and he happened to speak with him after this. He said, it lacked vision. Maybe there's something that he's missed. I'm not trying to single him out because it's important. This to me is quite visionary for this body. And again, I'm proud of us. And a lot of us heard Mayor Riley speaking while he was in Hilton Head. It was his last time to be at the municipal conference. And he was being asked some things about when he saw things and how he do it. And he said, does it pass a test? Where and what is this going to be in 20 years? What is this going to be in 30 years? What is it going to be in 50 years, 70 years, and so on? I mean, to this day, when I ride by Alhambra Hall and stop, I get chills. Now, is that a blessing because I was fortunate enough to be brought here at a young age to enjoy all that? But still, it's forever. And the things that that happened here with Shem Creek Park, Waterfront Park, all those things, and we get to continue, the fun part to build on. So we're here today, and we wrangled this language, and as I said to a couple of you guys, maybe in an email or two, should it be a successful referendum in November for our citizens, then we really get to have some fun. As Mark was alluding to earlier, that, okay, now you got some fun. Now you're going to divvy this out. So then the real fun begins. I look forward to it. And again, I thank you all for allowing me to be a part of the process. I'm ready to vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, and I'm glad to be such a part of a great team. And we have been a team on this, and we're going to continue forward and finish the growth framework management. And I look forward to great things from this council. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it.
It's final reading, ordinance number 15058, an ordinance to approve a referendum regarding a proposed tax millage increase.
If there's nothing else to come before this body, we adjourn. Thanks, team. Good job.